Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, taking the soft boiled egg of conversation, wrapping it in the sausage meat of humor, rolling it in the breadcrumbs of conversation, and deep frying it in the hot oil of the internet. James, it's the Scotch egg of podcasts.
That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Ancaster. Together, we own a dream restaurant, and every single week, we invite in a guest and ask them ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink, not in that order. And this week, our guest is
Jada Pinkett Smith. Jada Pinkett Smith, come on.
Needs no introduction. Amazing actor, author as well. The new book, Worthy, is out. A memoir.
A very interesting sounding memoir, James. There's a lot of stuff in there. It covers a lot of topics about Jada's life. Some, you know, pretty juicy chats in there as well about the slap heard around the world.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about, what that is?
Stay out of that stuff.
Okay, cool. But what's going to really annoy people, I'd imagine, in this conversation, as it always does when we have big celebs in, is we're not mining for any of that stuff, really. We're going to talk to Jada about the book, Worthy, which is out now. But we really just want to know Jada's dream menu.
Yeah, that's how we properly get to know people.
Yes.
And if you don't like that, then fair enough. It's just up to you.
Yeah. It's the first episode of Series 11, James.
Series 11? Are you kidding me?
Nope.
How long has this been going for? 11 years? The most controversial this podcast could get is if Jada picks the secret ingredient.
Yes.
An ingredient which we have deemed to be unacceptable. And then, as with all guests, we will have to kick her out of the dream restaurant.
We will indeed. And today, the secret ingredient is...
Kinder Bueno Hippo.
Kinder Bueno Happy Hippos.
Yeah, yes. Kinder Bueno Happy Hippos.
Kinder Bueno Happy Hippos. And it's taken us a while to get to that. And here's our thinking.
Yes.
Jada Pinkett Smith was one of the voices in the hit film Madagascar. Her character was a hippo.
Yes.
Gloria.
Gloria the hippo.
Gloria
originally,
the hippo.
I suggested hippo meat.
Yes.
And these guys said they don't think that's a thing.
Yep. Well, I'm sure it is a thing in maybe in some places, but it doesn't feel right for the podcast. So we're going to go with Kinder Bueno Hungry Hippos, which have been selected on the podcast before.
Yes.
What's the matter?
Happy hippos. Not but, hungry hippos.
Yeah, hippo one.
Cellular AB did choose to have the happy hippo.
Kinder Bueno Happy Hippo.
But that wasn't the secret ingredient at the time, so she got to stay in the restaurant. But if Jada Pinkett Smith picks it, we will have to kick her out of the dream restaurant.
Who knows? She's over here in the UK, maybe, you know. She's needed a quick snack, and she's run into, like, a corner shop.
Yeah.
And she's grabbed the first thing she's seen, which is a Kinder Bueno Happy Hippo.
Yeah.
And she's taken that back to a taxi or whatever, and she's eaten, and she's gone, that's the best thing I've ever had.
Yep.
I'm gonna tell those boys about it. And if she mentions it, we are kicking her out the restaurant.
This is the off-menu menu of
Jada Pinkett Smith. Welcome, Jada, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you.
Welcome, Jada Pinkett Smith, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Oh, nice.
We're very excited to have you here.
So excited. Thank
you. We're over the moon to hear your dream menu and chat to you about your new book.
Worthy,
indeed.
It's a memoir.
Yes, somewhat of one. Yeah, just kind of on one line of my journey from unlovable to lovable. I did leave out a whole lot, but yeah, it's been quite a journey.
How do you decide where to start with a memoir? When you sit down to write something like this, is it easy to find the beginning?
Well, yeah, because once you really figure out the theme of the book, right, instead of like, oh, I'm going to sit down and write about my life, right? I had a specific theme. So I was like, okay, let's start at the beginning of how you develop these false ideas of feeling unlovable. And that started with childhood. And then, you know, once I decided to write the book, I did a whole outline of what the journey looked like. Because through all the therapy that I've been through, I've had to go back and forth through the timeline of my life and mm-hmm. kind of pick out certain moments. So that was the easy part. It was actually writing the book that was the most difficult, having to go back to all of those memories, specifically childhood. Mm-hmm. I was like, no wonder I dropped out of therapy so many times. Who wants to talk about this? But it was a worthy experience for sure.
Did you find that as you were writing, new memories were coming up that you didn't even know were sort of stowed back there? Or were they always at the surface, ready for you to write about?
Yeah, I think the memories were always there, but I think new perspectives mm-hmm. around the memories, right? And then, like, seeing things differently, like, oh, didn't see that quite that way, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I had quite a few aha moments like that, yeah, which was really nice.
And the book maybe gives you then more, when you have those moments, then you go, right, I can say that in my next therapy session, and that fuels the next book.
Exactly.
And then it just keeps going.
Exactly. There you go.
You said that you've been talking to a lot of people about this book, and they all kind of find different things that they connect to with it as well. When you wrote it, did you anticipate that? Or did you think this is going to be for a specific type of person?
Yeah.
Reading about a specific thing?
Well, no. I definitely felt like it was going to have... different people were going to like different things about it. You know, I mean, my metal journey, you know, the Wild Banshee chapter, it was all about my metal music journey for 6 years. And mm-hmm. so I knew that there would be certain people that have been on that journey with me that would be like,
Wicked Wisdom.
Yes.
I'm a proper like first wave new metal kid.
Oh, okay.
So I remember Wicked Wisdom.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
Ozfest and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, really what my journey was like doing that. See, there's something in there.
There you go. Absolutely. Connect to that for sure. Yeah.
And that's been really nice. It really has been. And I would expect you guys would maybe connect to the garden part. I mean, that's probably the food, the most food interest.
Yes, absolutely.
Ed loves his garden.
It's like, you talk about the metal part of the book and then mm-hmm. all this stuff. You've had an incredibly varied career.
Yeah, for sure. And that was the one thing that, I mean, because while you're in it, you don't really realize that part.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going through my timeline of the journey that I picked. And then I was thinking about all the things that I was leaving out. I was like, yo, you have lived a life, you know? And so I was like, good job. I mean, you know, and with that comes the sunshine and the rain. That's mm-hmm. just part of it. And you just learn to love it all. And that's what it's about.
It's pretty good to be writing a memoir and going, I'm leaving a lot of stuff out.
Yeah.
That's great.
A whole lot of stuff. I was like, damn. I didn't even really scratch the surface, but it's okay. Cool. You know, I mean, just like all the great people that I got to meet, like Mandela. I got to spend so much time with him. He's not even in the book. The Obamas, like all these like great people. You know what I mean? I spent like real time with. And I'm like, damn, they're not, you're gonna, you know.
Did you, have you sent them a message to let them know they've not made the cut?
No, I didn't.
But, gonna be reading again. Well, surely the next chapter I'm in this.
Flicking to the back, looking in the table of contents.
Exactly.
Come on.
So we'll see. You know, maybe there'll be another one. I don't know.
I think so.
We'll
see. I think so.
Yeah.
Now, are you a foodie, Jada? Would you call yourself a foodie? Are you into food?
That's why I was like, this is so interesting, because I talk about this in the book, where my grandmother probably was the only West Indian woman that I know that can't cook, like go down in the kitchen, you know what I mean? And so she would make stuff like cow tongue with cream cheese in the crock pot. Yeah. Okay. And her whole thing to me was, hey, food is not meant to be enjoyed. It is for nutrition.
Mm.
And that's how I grew up. Mm-hmm. So I have a very interesting relationship with food.
I'm still struggling to connect. I can understand those two viewpoints of one being an amazing cook and food's about joy and love. And then also I can understand people who like food's about nutrition. I'm still struggling to see where cow tongue and cream cheese fits into either
of those. That part, yeah, I'm with you on that, because they don't fit either category.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's how I grew up. You know, so I do like food. I'm starting to enjoy food. Yeah. But I wouldn't say that I'm a foodie. But my daughter is a hardcore foodie.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Will. Hardcore foodie.
Nice.
So I've had to learn how to enjoy meals.
So this is almost the start of another journey for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a whole, you've got about 9 books lined up here, Jada.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is Jaden also not a foodie? Maybe
he's
the two of you can go on the foodie journey together.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaden's not really a foodie. And I'd have to say my bonus son Trey is probably in between.
So you got the full range.
We got the full range.
Yeah.
We got the full range.
We always start with still or sparkling water.
Yeah, I like still with a twist of lemon.
Oh, nice.
But when I'm being really fancy, I go for the sparkling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's a big night.
Yeah, when it's a big night and I'm feeling really good, I go for that sparkling.
Yeah. Well, look, this could be a big fancy, if your dream meal is on a big fancy night, then we can get out the sparkling for you.
Okay.
Would you still have the twist of lemon in there?
Yeah, I would. I would have the twist of lemon.
That's non-negotiable.
And a little, just one cube of ice. That's one thing I do not like. Don't fill up my glass with a whole lot of ice.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to come across as anti-American. But
there we go. This is early doors for this, Ed.
You guys are crazy with ice.
Yeah.
You guys go mad with ice.
Yeah, we go mad with it. I'm just like, no ice. I literally have to say, please, no ice.
Yeah.
But it is like, Phil... Sorry, I just got to get this off my chest.
Yeah, yeah.
You go in America, it's up to the brim with ice.
Sure.
It is.
And they're pouring in water from a jug that's got ice in it as well, often.
Yeah.
It's madness.
It's very interesting. And I really don't know what that's about.
They're being stingy, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're trying to trick you.
They're trying to trick you, because then they're like, oh, America's great because you get free refills. You're like, no, you get one drink across the whole day.
I didn't even think about it.
Here,
like that.
You ask for a drink, you get the full drink
glass.
Straight away.
Think about that. Yeah, because the ice fills up most of the glass. Yeah.
It's a capitalist trick is what it is.
It is a capitalist trick, actually. Maybe you can go back and you can start like being like, hey, I've been over there. They do drinks without ice. Let's do it, guys.
Whole new journey as far as no ice. Hashtag no ice. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. We'll get that going.
Do you want a refillable throughout the meal? Do you want us to come along and top it up for you?
No. I'd like to just add, like, if I ask you for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like over service.
I don't.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. And I don't like, I'm always asking for half orders of everything, because that's the other thing. We in America, there's just tons of food on the plate. I'm like, I can't eat all of this. I don't want to waste the food.
Yeah.
So I tell them, listen, treat me like I'm a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Give me the kids' portion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can't. So
this shows how different we are, because when you said you asked for half portions, I was like, that's clever. Then you can get more things off the menu.
Right.
That's what I'd do. Half portions of loads of different things so I can taste as many different things as possible. But you are just talking about the portion sizes being too big. Yes,
yeah,
fair enough.
I am.
Yeah. Would you also like them to bring over a coloring book?
I do like coloring books. And I'm going to tell you what I like even more. I like it when it's just the paper on the paper tablecloth with the crayons.
Great.
And then I can just draw what I want.
You can just go for it.
I can go for it.
What sort of things would you be drawing on the paper tablecloth?
Little hearts, infinity signs, eyes. You remember it like back in the day, like in the 80s. I don't know how old you guys are. You guys look like babies. But
38.
Back in the 80s.
I'm 38. Ed is 37.
Yes.
Babies. So I won't say that because I used to hate that when people, when I was in my 30s and people called me a baby. You've lived a lot of life. You guys are grown ass men.
Yeah, that's true.
I recognize that.
Thank you, Jada.
Yes. I'm going to take back the baby line because that's not cool. Anyway. So, like, you know, I'll draw eyes with, like, these different designs on them. Like, you know, during the 80s, like, when Prince would put, like, they'd wear these, like, really, this eyeshadow, just really eccentric eyeshadow. I still like making eyes like that.
Great.
I do stuff like that. That's as artistic as it gets.
I think you've chosen, like, those are definitely the three main things that would come up that people would doodle.
Yeah.
The heart, the infinity sign, and that kind of eye with the eyeshadow.
Yes.
Is that's like a perfect observation of what most of them end up doing.
Would you not? I'd practice my autograph. I would do that as well.
Oh, yeah, no.
When I was a kid, that's what I did.
That's when I was a kid, that's what I did too.
Yeah.
I practiced the autograph.
You don't need the practice anymore.
No. People are like, oh, she's really arrogant. She just put her autograph all over.
I practice Ed's autograph so that I plan to one day steal his identity.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I know him well enough now. That's what this whole podcast is about.
Yeah.
Pub-lobs or bread? Pub-lobs or bread, Jada Pinkett Smith? Pub-lobs or bread?
Pub-lobs?
This happens every time we speak to an American.
Okay.
Firstly, James is very difficult to understand.
Yep.
Secondly, the question is poppadoms or bread?
Poppadom. Okay, now what is that?
This is the question. So if you have an Indian meal, before you've ordered, really, they'll bring out like these big sort of crispy crisps. They're sort of big crispy things, like flatbread.
You break them,
you break them up, and there's like dips and stuff like that.
Bread.
Yeah. Fair enough. But I'm glad you got the full, you fully appreciated what the question was.
Yeah.
But it was always bread.
Yeah. It's been a while. We went to LA and New York for a couple of weeks to do these episodes. And that was every single episode when I would shout that, people would look at Ed and go, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it's been, I've missed it. I've been able to do that for the listener. We're interviewing two people today who are from America. And I look forward to that happening again later on.
It will. Yeah.
Is there any particular type of bread that you like pre-meal that comes out?
There's like this sweet, buttery pretzel bread. Mm. It's called a pretzel bread.
Mm.
But then we also have my favorite bread of all, but you never really get this at restaurants unless you go down south and you go to like soul food restaurants. Monkey bread.
Oh.
Have we had? I don't think we've had monkey bread on the podcast.
It's like really tender and buttery, and you pull it apart. It's really soft and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It is yummy.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, and it's hot.
Yeah.
It's gross. Really hot.
Like stretches.
Yeah, it stretches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your face is lit up.
Yeah.
So it has to be the monkey bread.
Yeah, it's the best. It's surely. So good.
Do you put butter on it as well, or is it buttery enough that you can just eat it?
It's buttery enough that you can just eat it, but if there is melted honey butter,
mm-mm.
that you can then dip it in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll definitely do it with the honey butter. And would you maybe keep it for the rest of the meal and like dip it in other stuff and combine it with things? Or is
absolutely.
It just
I'm one of those that likes to combine everything on the plate. You know how some people eat, they're like, no, I have to have this separate from that. Do not have my foods touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm one that like likes to mash it up, especially Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, that's the yams with the cranberry with the turkey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like you're cooking a new dish, isn't
it?
Every time.
I like that, like the mixture of those tastes.
Yeah.
In my mouth.
I've only done Canadian Thanksgiving once. That's the only experience I've had of Thanksgiving. I've never done
it. Got it. Yeah, that's right. It's not something Thanksgiving that would be big over here.
But I did go to Thanksgiving at an American family's house once, but we were filming a TV show where I had to stay in character for the whole thing.
Yes.
And pretend to be a member of the royal family. So it was actually a hugely stressful experience for me.
That's hilarious.
Most of Ed's experiences in America are in character as this royal family character.
Yes. And,
so it's a nightmare for him, really.
Yeah, all of very stressful.
All of his anecdotes, because he's playing this very awful human being and going around.
He was lovely.
Yes, but he was he was unintentionally, you know, rude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Got
I would say the character.
Mm-hmm. The character.
The character.
Not
unintentionally.
Yeah, because you're not.
I'm not a rude guy.
Yeah, but the character was.
The character was, and you know, some people suggested I was living out some of my sort of social fantasies by being rude to people through the character.
I was going
to
say little shadow play, little shadow dance. That's what I call that. That could very much be that alter ego get down. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Your dream starter.
Green salad with a mango vinaigrette.
Oh.
Now, so a fresh start to the meal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to get the greens going, get the intestines, you know, moving smoothly. Uh-huh. Start with that.
Very few of our guests here in the Dream Restaurant talk about getting their intestines moving smoothly.
Well, you know, because you want to just make sure your digestive situation is healthy and on the go.
So you want that peace of mind going into the rest of the meal, knowing that the intestines are going to be okay.
Hey, listen, you got to keep everything moving really nicely throughout.
I completely agree. You do have to keep everything moving nicely throughout and keep the intestines smooth.
Yeah.
Also, I like the idea that you're having this, but after you've had monkey bread with melted honey butter.
I know, right?
Which doesn't get the intestines moving smoothly.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to get something in there that's going to keep everything going right.
Bit of roughage.
Keeping them on their toes. The
exactly. You know? And I'd have to eat fruit every morning before pancakes and waffles because my grandmother was like, so I was kind of brought salad before, and I should have had it before the monkey bread, but I didn't.
That's fine.
Can if you
want. Salad and then fruit. Before breakfast.
Ah, so what was the standard breakfast fruit before you went and had your waffles?
Grapefruit.
Oh.
Nice.
As a kid?
As a kid, I did.
That's a brave kid.
A half of a grapefruit.
Impressive.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just made me realize that. The way that you just said that as a kid. And I'm like, damn, as a kid.
That feels like a very, like a grandmother thing to make someone do because... That I think both my grandmothers were like, yes, I have grapefruit in the morning.
Yeah.
It must have happened maybe in like the 50s. There was like a big advertising campaign for eat grapefruit in the morning.
But I could have brown sugar on top of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but not a lot. Yeah. But she did let me eat pink grapefruit.
I mean, you got to have sugar on it. I couldn't even, I don't know if I could do that now.
Yeah.
But then I'm a very sweet tooth.
Got it.
So I'd end up pouring the brown sugar directly into my mouth and then
exactly.
Apparently, if you put it in the freezer, it's good as well. If you put half a grapefruit in the freezer, it's like having a sorbet.
That's what I heard.
Maybe no one's ever done it.
I've never done it, but I did hear it.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you're gonna do
tell
it.
Tell us about
my
it.
Street. Yeah, I will tell you about it. Do you have a favorite salad spot to go to for this kind of dish for your green salad with a mango vinaigrette? Is there a place where you're like, that place has the best salads, that's where I want it for my dream meal?
There is a place in LA called Cafe Gratitude.
Mm. We've been there. We saw there. We always do this. Whenever anyone brings up Cafe Gratitude, we always ask them to guess which celeb we saw there. It's like the most Cafe Gratitude celeb you could probably...
The most vegan thing you could have.
The most vegan thing that could have ever happened to us.
The most vegan thing. Oh, man, it's all kinds of layers of vegan. So layers of vegan culture when you're talking about Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think, because hold up. All right. Okay, give me a hint.
Yes, it's a...
Because I need to know what lane, culture vegan lane we're in.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, if some satirical comedy show was to make, like, you know, some sort of vegan heaven and here's the vegan god, they'd choose this celebrity.
Oh.
We could say it was a musician.
Yeah, I think we can say that.
Vegan musician. Mm. Does this vegan musician maybe smoke weed?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, in LA, we could chuck around those sorts of things, but here, that's an illegal accusation.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
The cops are going to be on their way here.
Ex-nay. cancel.
I'm not sure, actually.
Not sure.
I don't know.
I would say one of the OG vegan musicians. Should we reveal?
OG. Yeah, please reveal.
We saw Moby in Cafe Gratitude.
Moby!
Yeah.
We love Moby.
Do you know Moby?
I don't know Moby, but I know of Moby. And every time I've seen Moby, Moby's dope.
Yeah. He's got animal rights tattooed on his arms. That guy's vegan.
Yeah, he's vegan all the way.
Yeah,
that's what you call true vegan.
Yeah.
That's a true vegan.
Yeah. It's just a true 100%. We found it very funny to see him.
Yeah.
When I ordered my food, I said, I am amused. I am finding it funny that Moby is here. That's how I ordered my food.
Do you, when you go to Cafe Gratitude, do you order in the way they want you to? You know, you have to say, I am the name of the dish.
No.
Do that. I am humbled. Yeah. I am worthy.
Yeah, exactly. No, I just go, oh man, can I have the gratitude bowl?
And then they give you the
word of the day or what have you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say, if you're going there regularly, you'd probably lose patience with that.
Yeah,
I bet there is a dish on there called Worthy.
I'm trying to remember. I am Worthy.
Imagine if Ben...
I think there is something on there about Worthy. I have to ask. I think there is.
Imagine if we Google it now and it turns out it's the green salad. Imagine that.
It would be
crazy.
That would
be like a David Blaine trick.
That would be crazy.
He's done a trick for you, David Blaine?
Yes, David has.
Very jealous of that.
He's done several.
That's the only reason I want to be in this biz.
He's done several.
So that one day David Blaine will do a trick for me.
Oh, he did something so crazy with Will and I.
Really?
Oh, he touched Will's shoulder I felt it, but Will didn't.
You cried.
I cried. You saw it.
I saw that. You cried. It was emotional experience.
It was emotional because I was like, no way. How did you do that?
So he touched Will's shoulder.
But I felt it.
And Will did.
You had your eyes closed.
And I had my eyes closed. And he said something like, you know, do you feel that? And I'm like, yes. Wow. And he's like, I'm not touching your shoulder. So he was like showing the connection between us. And I haven't been able to get away from Will since because of that connection. Like, I blame it on David. We are really connected.
Through David Blaine.
Through David Blaine. It was a crazy experience. He's on a whole nother level.
I can't believe you saw him do the spike through the hand stuff. I was obsessed with that for a brief period of time.
Yeah,
he was showing everyone that way. Genuinely, just puts a spike through his hand.
Yeah,
I don't think he genuinely.
You know, the things that you slam receipts on.
Yeah,
he just put one. It was an ice pick, wasn't it? He put an ice pick through his hand. Jada saw it and Jada touched it.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't.
Well, look.
I don't even mess with David because I'm just like, you're otherworldly, man. I don't even know if you can call this magic.
Well, when he came to London and he suspended himself in a see-through box above Trafalgar Square or above the Thames, wasn't it? And everyone just came and shouted at him and stuff.
They threw McDonald's.
They weren't as impressed as...
No? How long did he stay up there?
Ages.
Like days and days and days, and people just threw their McDonald's at it in the box.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't
represent ourselves very well, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
It went bad.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed. Answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your dream main course, Jada.
Ah, just had this. Oh, man. So I was in Memphis, and there's this restaurant called Houston's, and I got a veggie burger that tastes like a straight-up grilled beef burger. You want to talk about magic?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
It's a Blaine burger.
Yeah, it's a Blaine burger. I'm telling you, I was like, no way. I was like, no way. This is like amazing.
Wow.
You know, because I really wanted that burger taste. Yeah. I was like, oh. And I couldn't have, like, I used to get the Houston's, you know, mesquite barbecue burger. Mm-hmm. I don't eat meat, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, bonk it. Let's see what they do with a veggie burger. Man, they hooked it up. It was crazy.
Did you think you'd never be able to taste that again?
Yes, it's not a veggie burger. Yeah. I don't even like impossible burgers. Don't even get down like that. Not with that like juicy flavor. I'm talking about like that really juicy,
and the char grilled flavor as well. That, yeah,
I don't know how they did it. I'm excited now. I'm mad you don't have a Houston's here.
I'm mad as well.
Yeah.
When you go back to the States, get one.
Straight to Memphis.
Straight to Memphis.
Oh, you get go to. They have one. They have them in Los Angeles. Okay. We have two.
Lovely.
Yeah. If you come to LA, just get it.
Maybe Blaine did invent it. Maybe
he might have.
Maybe you got the idea when we were throwing the burgers at him over the tent. You know? Yeah. He was like, "This gives me an idea."
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've had meat?
So let me backtrack on that.
Yeah.
Backtrack on that. So I don't eat beef.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I don't eat beef. I will eat fish, and I will have buffalo once in a while. Yeah, because I can't not. People are always like, no, there's ways that you can have protein without meat. It's like, yes, my particular body type, I have to have meat once in a while, and so I'll eat buffalo. Yeah, I'll eat buffalo once in a while.
Some people have that rule of like, they'll eat it if they could kill it themselves. I guess for you.
Yeah. Could only confidently kill
a buffalo.
Let
me tell you, I will starve to death if I had to kill a buffalo. I'm done. I will starve to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why buffalo in particular?
It's lean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lean and it moves through my body nicely. Mm-hmm. Whereas
smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth.
The intestines love it.
Even without the greens.
Yeah.
But and beef just it tears me up.
Yeah.
I think it probably does with most people, right? But I'm still holding on to the beef dream.
Yeah, my life is carnage, Jada.
I understand. I got no judgment on none of that. I'm not, you know, I get it.
I've got to get on top of it, really.
Yeah,
it's not acceptable.
It.
Just listen to you talk about, like, you know, things moving through your body. I was like, yeah, that is important, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
My mind's just like fucking GTA in there.
No, I get it. But I'm going to tell you. You don't stay young forever.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm 52, okay? So it really starts to count when you get older. You're like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, if I had just paid attention a little bit more when I was younger. Yeah. So that's all that I'll just tell you as an OG up in here. Okay. Yeah. While y'all, you know, you're on your food journey, y'all love food, just pay attention to how it's rocking with your body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get some buffalo in, actually. Have you ever had chicken fried chicken before? That confused me when I went to America.
Chicken fried chicken.
So, you know, you can get chicken fried steak.
Is that fried in chicken fat?
It's fried like fried chicken. So it's steak.
Oh, it's steak fried like chicken.
Yeah, steak fried like chicken.
And we will do turkey like that as well.
So
fried turkey.
Okay.
I once saw on a menu, because I think with chicken fried chicken, they like mince the chicken.
Chicken fried chicken.
And then
chicken.
Like they do with and turn it into a steak shape. So it's like a steak.
Oh, and they open it like
chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
But they're using chicken, so it becomes chicken fried chicken.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Do you think you look at me like you think I'm lying? I've just accepted all this buffalo.
Before Jada came in,
yes?
I sat you down and said, no lying to Jada. No lying to Jada.
Sorry.
I was very clear about that.
Sorry, but
you can lie to
whoever
gets. I said, no lying to Jada.
I'm sorry.
And now you're lying already about the chicken fried chicken stuff.
Sorry, chicken fried chicken.
Chicken fried chicken. Now, I've never heard of chicken fried chicken, but what I do know, I will give you that sometimes the chicken will look like...
Like a steak
like
sort
a
of thing. Yeah,
steak
yeah, yeah.
sort of yeah, thing. Yeah. Where it's opened
I
up.
I promise
like
I
a,
haven't lied.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you.
Benito?
Thank you. Benito's
wow,
Scooby-Doo.
Chicken fried chicken.
Chicken fried chicken.
This week I had Kentucky fried mussels.
Not sure about that.
Kentucky fried mussels.
From a place called Ox Club in Leeds in the UK.
Okay.
They were so good. Really,
really?
Crispy mussels, but still flavorful. Like, you know, still that seafood flavor that you get from mussels, but like...
But it was really fried, crispy.
Yeah, it's nice, a nice crispy. I know, and in this garlic butter as well.
That just, sounds good.
Yeah.
I like anything with garlic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to be good for you, like. But I will, like. I love savory flavors. Yeah,
garlic's the best.
It's the best. I will put garlic on anything.
Yeah, most foods could be improved by garlic.
Me too. Yeah,
including
desserts.
Believe
that. Yeah, I mean, I do like garlic breads. So if you, I mean, I was just thinking, what a garlic cake.
Bet someone's done it.
I bet
somebody has.
Yeah.
Someone's done it, and like, look, I wouldn't be closed off. I'd try it.
I'd try it too. That's why I was like,
some candied garlic.
Candied garlic.
Maybe
that black garlic you get was almost sort of like tastes like sort of molasses sweetness. It's fantastic. That might work in a cake.
That might work.
Yeah, I know there's some chefs listen to this. So
yeah,
why don't you go out there and make us a garlic cake?
Yeah, I can bake. Maybe I'll try. I can't bake that well.
Yeah,
but
I think if you made a garlic cake, your grandmother would be proud of you.
I think she would be.
I think she would.
She would be. And she said, "Now you can make the cow tongue with the cream sandwich." And put it all together.
Yeah, cow tongue cream cheese frosting.
Oh, good God.
Your dream side dish, Jada.
I love French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really go wrong.
You can't.
Yeah.
I don't care where I am in the world. French fries, it's my favorite food.
And are they good everywhere in the world, do you think?
I would say they're not bad, but they may not be the best.
Do you remember, I hate to be negative, do you remember where you were in the world when you had the worst French fries you've ever had?
You know what I don't like? When I ask for a French fry and they bring out potato wedges.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, there's nothing that pisses me off more. I swear, when I'm like, yo, I like this French fry, and they bring you out a basket of potato wedges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's happened to me like in Middle America.
Yeah.
Where it's like they bring you out these big, thick potato wedges.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a damn French fry.
Yeah.
You said French fries.
Yeah. If they say that, That is some cheese.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. They're trying to...
Because I don't mind a potato wedge, right?
I don't mind a potato wedge if you say it's a potato wedge.
You need to mentally prepare for the wedge.
But don't tell me it's a French fry
and
bring out a potato wedge.
I agree.
Now I'm pissed.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, it's real cheeky because they're showing you we had what we needed to make them.
Right. You got this big, thick potato.
Yeah.
Could have just cut it down into
yeah,
a French fry.
Yeah. Could have done it. didn't, and now we're trying to tell you.
Yeah, that is a French fry. I call that gaslighting.
Yeah, that is gaslighting.
That's 100% gaslighting.
That's what it is. Look it up. Also, like, I feel like we've only just embraced the term French fry in this country.
Do you think?
I think for a long time, a lot of people
would only ever call them chips.
Yeah. And in recent years, I think we have accepted that we have to differentiate because there are different types. There's the thick cut chips, the chip shop chips and all that stuff, and French fries are their own thing. And we just had to swallow our pride and just go, do you know what? We'll just say French fry, even though a lot of people in this country don't like saying Americanisms, even though it sounds like a French word.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you a funny. I remember coming here to London when I was really young. I didn't know anything. And fish and chips. And I thought I was going to get chips, real chips.
Yeah,
like chips, potato chips.
Crisps. Yes.
And they brought out French fries. And I was like, oh, I'm actually happy that they're French fries. So I thought that was all you had available were the chips. I messed with a chip.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, but it's a French fry. And I was like, oh, so French fries are called chips here. I was like, oh, okay. So that was one time that I thought I was going to get something that I didn't get.
The opposite.
And I was happy that it was a French fry.
Because you're always happy if it's French fries,
I'm
right?
I'm always happy.
Because if you ordered wedges and they brought French fries,
I would still be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't work the other way around.
It doesn't work the other way around.
The first time I ordered frickles, I didn't know what they were.
Frickles.
I just went for it. I saw frickles on a menu. I was like, I have the frickles. And then the person I was with said, what are they? I was like, no idea.
Do you know what frickles are?
I have no idea what a frickle is.
Fried pickles.
How is that?
Delicious. That very nice seasoning on it. That's the key.
Wow.
The seasoning has to be good. Otherwise, you're just dealing with something that's absolutely scorching hot when you bite into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the issue with them sometimes. If they're too thick cut, the pickles.
Got it.
If they're like long dill pickles that are thick cut, there's so much moisture in them. So when they're in the batter, all of that liquid gets up to like 100 degrees and then you're biting in and it's hot stuff.
Yeah. Might as well be biting into a glow stick, man.
Yeah.
But like, if you dice them up into coins,
great.
Yeah. Get loads of seasoning on them. Delicious.
That sounds amazing. I've never even heard of a frickle, but I want to try one. Are there any frickles around here that are good?
Not really. And I would say the best frickles I've had are in America.
Yeah.
So
Meat Liquor do frickles.
Oh, no, Meat Liquor do frickles.
Meat Liquor.
It's a place called Meat Liquor. Okay. Liquor spelled L-I-C-Q.
No, just L-I-Q.
Thank goodness.
What? L-I-Q-U-O-R.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's be glad it's not the other way.
Yes.
Because that could mean something totally different.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
That buffalo wouldn't know what hit it.
Also, they'd bring you your food and you're like, well, I don't know what people have been doing with it.
Exactly.
If you want me to do this, and then I'm worried you're going to pass it on to the next person.
That part.
There's a lot of fast food chains in America. LA's got some that are just like, just for LA even. Can you even rank the French fries? Can you do a league tables of like, the best ones are here? People go nuts for In-N-Out in LA, but I don't know if you subscribe to
that. You know, In-N-Out, here's the thing about fast food. Fast food has just gotten terrible.
Yeah.
It used to be so good.
Because
I'm going to tell you what, as an OG, back in the day, you couldn't mess with a McDonald's French fry.
Yeah.
You just couldn't. Everybody else is trying to compete to what that was.
Yeah.
McDonald's doesn't even do their French fries the way they used to. I mean, they came down to even like the engineering. A specific kind of potato. So I don't even mess with none of those fast food French fries.
No,
but McDonald's, I tell you who's got good French fries. Houston's.
Houston. Another shout out to Houston's. Lovely.
Houston's got some good fries.
Well, so for your dream meal then, would you like the Houston's fries or would you like McDonald's fries back in the day?
Give me the OG McDonald's French fries any day. I miss them.
Yeah. We can bring him back.
I miss him.
Who's your favorite McDonald's mascot?
Ronald. Ronald was the fave, even though I don't like clowns. He was my favorite, and he was my favorite because every time I saw him, I was like, French fries! That's the French fry guy!
Yeah, none of the other clowns have that to recommend it.
Yeah, and you know, we got, you know, all the little prizes and the little kids. Meals we would get like that. He was gangster. I love Ronald.
He was pretty gangster. Those toys were great.
They were great.
I really, really want the toys. I mean, I didn't get to go to McDonald's very much. My parents didn't like McDonald's, so they wouldn't take me there. But I see the adverts with the Happy Meals and the toys.
The Happy Meals. See, jealous. I had a teenage mom, so she's like, you want McDonald's? Cool.
Great.
We want McDonald's, you know? It was that or breakfast for dinner.
Brilliant.
My most exciting thing as a kid going to McDonald's would be finding the longest chip in the world. Did you ever do that?
Yes.
You'd get the fry out and you'd be like, oh my God, it's the longest fry in the world.
Exactly. Yep. I used to love that.
But then would it maintain its integrity, that fry? Would it be as crispy as you wanted it to? Or would it
you had to
floppy?
Eat it right away.
Yeah.
You had to eat it right away.
Straight in.
Not even it won't even survive the car drive home.
Yeah. You got to get it. Your dream drink.
Lavender lemonade.
That's a first. We've never had lavender lemonade on the podcast before.
Lavender lemonade is so good. Now, back in the day when I was still wilding, lavender lemonade was some vodka. But these days, we do it just straight. Just lavender lemonade. It's
but that's
so
great.
Good.
Because you
so
clearly good. Just love the lavender lemonade,
I
right?
Do.
So you can take the vodka out. You still got your dream drink.
I still got it.
Where are you getting lavender lemonade from?
Oh, it's a couple places. I just had a lavender lemonade and I was just going crazy because there was a restaurant that I used to go to in New Orleans while Will was shooting there. And that's when I got really addicted to the lavender lemonades.
Right.
Yeah. And then I had to learn. I was like, I got to learn how to make this thing, which I never did. And I just had it again. I don't want to say it was Houston's.
I mean, the whole meal is Houston.
Houston's are going to be over the moon when they hear this.
I just had a lavender lemonade, and I was like, yo, run that lavender lemonade. I can't believe they have it. And while I was on the book tour, so it was just recently.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I've never had a lavender lemonade. I don't think I've even seen a lavender lemonade anywhere. What ratios are we talking about lavender to lemonade? Is it mainly lavendery? Is it mainly the lemonade taste of a little hint of lavender?
It's like, I would say that the ratio is probably 60-40, 40% lavender, 60 lemonade.
Because lavender can be a strong.
Yeah, lavender can be strong. You know what I mean? So it's a nice little, like, it's like a beautiful, soft covering of the lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really gentle. And then you got to have the right amount of sugar, too. Because when it's done well, man. I haven't had a bad one.
Never.
Yeah, never. So I think people know you better get that one right or no one will be ordering it. Yeah. So, but it's
sounds
pretty
refreshing
yummy.
As well.
It's really refreshing. I love it.
Would you like a New Orleans one for your dream meal?
I would take the New Orleans one with the vodka just for if it's a dream.
Yeah.
That vodka's not back in very quickly.
Let me tell you, the lavender lemonade, the lavender lemonade with the vodka in a dream all day and just line it up. Just give me 10 of them.
Yeah.
One ice cube
coming.
Or multiple ice cubes in this one.
One.
Yeah.
In each.
Yeah.
One single ice
cube. One single ice cube. Because it needs to have a little chill to it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't load me up.
You don't want to kill the taste.
I don't want to kill the taste. I don't want it watered down with the ice.
And this is something that we don't have here, but like I only know about through watching American TV shows or films is kids with their lemonade stands.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's a real thing. I see it all the time.
You think any of them would attempt lavender lemonade?
Ideally not with vodka.
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, listen, at the lemonade stands, we'd be lucky to just get a decent glass of lemonade. Listen, lemonade itself, really think about this.
Yes.
Lemonade itself is really an art form.
Mm-hmm.
Good lemonade.
Yeah.
With that nice balance of lemon, water, and sugar.
Because it's easy to mess up.
It's like most of the time, lemonade is too tardy. Like when I order lemonade, I'm scared to order lemonade in restaurants because I'm like, oh, this is going to be crap. It's either going to be watered down, you know, or it's going to be too tardy. It's not going to have enough sugar. Yeah.
Well, here, I mean, I think I only heard about lemonade in the American sense like a lot later in life because here, growing up, lemonade would mean like Sprite or 7-Up, right?
Sure.
If you ask for lemonade in a restaurant, you're getting fizzy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
But that proper homemade lemonade, which is so good.
Is it Sprite or 7-Up for you guys?
I'd go 7-Up.
I think I'd go Sprite.
This is why we work well as hosts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm 7-Up too. I think 7-Up is a tad sweeter. I think.
With a bit of vodka in it.
I would bet there's less bubbles.
In a dream, for sure. Listen, I'll take vodka in any damn thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite. I love vodka.
If I may just roll back to the lemonade stands. If you're walking down the street, how good would a kid's lemonade stand have to be for you to accept that they might be able to do lavender lemonade? So say there's a little kid.
Yeah.
And they've got a load of lavender. And they've got all the other stuff for lemonade. And they're like, Jennifer Smith, would you like a lavender lemon? How good does the setup have to be? What are you looking for?
And they're calling Jada by her full name.
They call you by your full name.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. If I go to a lemonade stand and they're like, Jada Pinkett Smith. First for a kid to even know who the hell I am, okay? Because most of the time it'll be Jaden's mom, Willow's mom. Yeah. And they even know anything about a lavender lemonade, they won. I'm like, run it. I don't even care what it tastes like. Run that lavender lemonade. The fact that you even know that a lavender lemonade exists and you know my full name, you win.
We arrive at your dream dessert, my favorite course. I know you said you're mainly a savory person.
This is a good one.
But yeah, I'm excited about this. What have we got?
Taiwanese pineapple cake ice cream, vegan, but it tastes just like regular ice cream.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
Let me tell
this
you.
This is incredible.
I'm going to tell you like this. When you get to LA, when you guys come back to California, you go to Los Angeles, you got to go to Dear Bella. Best. Let me just calm down. The best ice cream. It's vegan, but it tastes just like, you would never know.
Amazing.
That it's vegan.
Yeah.
And they have the best flavors. Taiwanese pineapple cake.
Yes.
Ice cream.
Any ice cream flavor that has the word cake in
it. Yeah, I agree.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Taiwanese pineapple cake is.
Yeah,
I
don't think I've had a Taiwanese pineapple cake. But
It just tastes like a pineapple cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But pineapples and cakes.
Pineapple and cake. I mean, come on. We all know that's real deal, right?
Sounds so good.
And ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so creamy. And they have so many flavors. Like, I have ice cream parties.
Yeah? Do you have ice cream parties?
Me and Will just have ice cream parties at the house.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Cookies and cream. They have one of them that I just discovered, Vietnamese coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The gingerbread ice cream. It's like a gingerbread cookie ice cream. It's like the, you know, during the holiday season.
Yeah.
Which is my, I keep it all year round.
Amazing.
I'm like, hey. Yeah. Can y'all make me some of that gingerbread? I'm like, I know it's summertime. I know y'all usually don't make it until, you know, Thanksgiving. Can you run that for me?
Love an ice cream party, man. This is exactly what I don't know how many episodes. We've done over 200 episodes of this goddamn podcast. And I've been waiting for someone to mention the idea of an ice cream party.
Ice cream
and
party.
And finally I'm here.
Are you inviting lots of people over for the ice cream
party? I just had an ice cream party to pick names for Christmas. We picnic because, listen, it's a lot of adults. We get all the kids gifts. Like, kids get gifts, but adults... My mom this year was like, I'm not buying nobody nothing unless we pick names. She's like, I'm not, I just don't feel like it. That Christmas is not for us in that way. I'm like, you don't want to get gifts? Like, I love getting gifts. She's like, look, we're adults. Pick a name. So I was like, instead of having, you know, dinner or I was like, okay, everybody come over. We'll have an ice cream party. And I just had like 12 different versions different flavors.
Is it too late to get in on your family Christmas so that I can get to go to that ice cream party and put my name in that?
No, you guys, listen, you're invited.
Man,
thank
come
you.
On through.
Love the thought of this ice cream party, man. You have no idea, Jada, the amount of episodes I've had to sit through with guests who have had like unimaginative desserts or they've had like savory things. Some of them have chosen cheese boards for dessert and I've had to sit here and take it. And I finally get into a place where there's like 12 different flavors of ice cream.
Yes.
And they all sound amazing. There's like that coffee one sounds insane. The gingerbread one, I'm a huge gingerbread ice cream fan.
Yes.
This Taiwanese pineapple cake one. Are there chunks of cake in the...
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something else. This is the kicker. Okay? It's handmade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
It's handmade.
Yeah. They know what that's okay. Made with love.
Yeah.
It's handmade. Like,
yeah.
It's not factory made.
They care.
The guys
Dear
at Dear Bella, they're doing
they
it.
They care.
Yeah.
It and it's only one. There's only one Dear Bella in the world.
Wow.
Great.
And they love ice cream.
Whereabouts in LA is it?
I believe it's like, it's like close to downtown.
Okay. Well, because next time
It's like on Vine.
I'm going to book my Airbnb based on where Diabella is.
Yeah, but I mean, you Google Diabella, it's right there, isn't it?
I'm going to stay in Diabella.
Yeah.
Where's the other one?
There are two now.
Benito's just revealed there's two.
There's
and
two.
Jada
Where's
is...
the other one? Hollywood and Costa Mesa, they're both in LA. They have two locations, guys.
It means you cannot have double ice cream party.
Yes, that means I'm going to be checking out that location to see if they have different.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, if they have different flavors.
If they have different flavors.
Wow.
I love this.
This is very exciting.
I'm online as soon as I get in that car.
Yeah. Imagine you get in the car, you look at this new one to see if there's new flavors. Imagine this. They got lavender lemonade flavor ice cream.
Don't.
Imagine.
Don't. Okay, you just, you know what?
That might be too much.
No. Now you're going to have me go in there and I'm going to be like, is there any way possible you guys could make a lavender lemonade ice cream?
Yeah. And listen, I warn you now that originally they'll try and fob you off and make you turn it into a sorbet.
Yeah.
That's what I was just thinking. They're probably going to have to because I don't know how you can do it any other way.
I don't know.
Because I don't know
if anyone can. The Diabella guys
they,
can.
They can. I'm going to try. I'm going to ask them. But I wouldn't mind trying it in a sorbet. Now, listen, I'm with you on the sorbet. Like, sorbet is always like, all right, you don't have the ice cream I loved, then rock the sorbet. Because I really love ice cream. But I wouldn't mind the lavender lemonade in a sorbet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had some very good sorbets.
I've had some great sorbets.
Yeah.
I have. But it's not like my, like...
Yeah. But citrusy ones are the way to go with them, you know.
Yeah.
Lime ones. Grapefruit, maybe. Remind you of
I've had grapefruit sorbet. Yeah, Never turned out well, but I've had it.
Well, it's flashbacks.
It might be a nice addition to the ice cream party just to have a little sorbet in
there.
Well,
they do sorbet.
They
don't do a lot of sorbet. Diabella doesn't do a lot of sorbet. But they do, like I had a guava sorbet. It was okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clean the palate between ice cream.
True.
You know, so you just have a little sorbet in between each
cleanser,
one.
Yeah.
A little palate cleanser and then have another
palate
onto
cleanser.
The cake ice cream.
Oh, man. I've never wanted to go somewhere immediately so badly.
I swear Diabella will not disappoint.
Right, and I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Okay.
You want still water with a twist of lemon and one ice cube in it, but if we're going fancy, it's a sparkling water. Mm-hmm. Pop-ons or bread, monkey bread with melted honey butter. Starter, green salad with a mango vinaigrette from Cafe Gratitude. Main course, veggie burger from Houston's in Memphis. Side, OG McDonald's French fries. Drink, 10 lavender lemonades with vodka. Line them up from New Orleans. Dessert, Taiwanese pineapple cake. Vegan ice cream from Diabella.
Yeah.
That sounds great, Jada.
That's a great menu.
Yeah, it's a very, very
good
menu.
That's a good time.
And you've thought about the balance of it as well, because you're getting everything moving at the top.
That's right.
And then it builds to that ice cream, I think.
Yeah. And then to me, like, smashed under the table after the 10 tacos. Yeah.
Also, like, I'm definitely, as the genie waiter, I'm just going to turn that last course into an ice cream party.
There you go.
And have all of those, I'm having all of those flavors there.
Yes.
I'm having everyone around. We can pick names, whatever. I don't care what the event is, what the occasion is.
Listen, the next time I come back, that's what we're going to talk about. The episode is going to be called Ice Cream Party, and we're going to go through.
Yes.
We are going to go through all the different flavors.
Yep.
And I'm gonna get it shipped out here.
Yes.
We're going to sit here and we're going to do an ice cream party.
I'm not sure how the recording will come out. Having eaten ice cream with James before, it's not... the audio wouldn't
doesn't
be pleasant.
Matter.
No.
I don't care. I do not care how the audio comes out. That's the last part. I don't care.
Let me tell you, and it's got to be vegan, because if it's not vegan, I'll shoot off like a rocket.
It'll be vegan.
Okay.
Hey, if it's as good as you say.
It's got to be vegan.
Things can move too smooth down there.
I'll through this roof. Yeah.
Those buffaloes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that'd be quite the end of the podcast. Jada, thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jada.
This was a good time.
Well, there we are. That was a great chat, James.
Yes. I'm still riding high on the ice cream party, man.
She was a proper laugh, James.
She was a laugh. Excellent food choices. Didn't say Kinder Bueno, Happy Hippo.
Yeah.
So got to stay in the restaurant, which is good because that meant we got to enjoy that ice cream party.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go there. I'm going to have my own ice cream party.
I mean, what I'd say as well is when someone picks a veggie burger on paper, I'm like, oh no, that's a boring choice.
Sure.
But Jada was so excited about it.
The description of it.
The way she described a veggie burger. Yeah. I've got to go to Houston's.
Yeah. The burger sounds amazing. The ice cream party sounds amazing. And the book Worthy sounds fantastic.
Absolutely. Worthy by Jada Pinkett Smith is out now on Fourth Estate. That's the publishers. So go get it, baby. It's available in hardback and audiobook.
Fantastic. Ed and I have both written books as well that you can get.
Yes, we have actually. I've written a book called Glutton, The Multi-Course Life of a Very Greedy Boy, is available now.
James Acaster's Guide to Quitting Social Media is available now.
Both of those bad boys on audiobook, read by ourselves.
Yes.
As in, I read mine, James read his. Although, we should have done the switcheroo.
We should have done the switcheroo. I'm gutted now. We didn't think of that.
Yeah. Bad luck, mate.
Oh, well. But yeah, first of all, read Worthy by Jada Pinkett Smith.
Do it. Thank you very much to you, James.
Thank you to you, Ed. It's been a fantastic day.
It has been. Thank you to you, Benito.
Thank you, Benito.
Double thumbs up from Benito. Thank you very much. We will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon. It's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.